Let us just quickly go over a Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and then we'll start the next sugya. Tosfos says, Sakin Isri Behema Loi Isri. This was the Svara of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that the reason there's a difference between Tava Va'ola, Nimtal of Dava Chaytzeitz, because over here, Sakin Isri Behema Lo Yisri. And Lachayre Pshat is that we stole the Sakin and the Chazake. And the Mela, with this, we can, without we stole the Sakin and Chazake, he assumed there was a proper shchita. Taima the leka lishnu yahochi ahi the mikveh shenimdat v'nimtza chosa the bereish nide the kama hosam the chola tareis shenaso al gabov the mafreya kulon tmeis v'shem the chosa l'panecha v'hamei tomid al chaskosa. There you also have a similar case. You have a tomid that was toivul in a mikveh that is now chosa. And there the Gemara says, Tartil le Bereyuse. Yishtel de Tomei al Cheskas Tomei, and it's also the Mikvis Chosel Aponech. Here we have the same thing. The Behime is Becheskas Enes Abuach, and the Sakin is Pogam Lefonech. Vachinachit Nami Neima Hamid Neim al Cheskoso, Veimeloi Nishchato Shreya Sakin Pogam Lefonech. What is the difference between this case and the case of mikveh that's chosa? So Tosfos is going to say three terutzim on this kasha. V'yeshloima, v'shani hosam dikala meima chosa v'asoi kedekama hosa. So l'chayre Tosfos means to say that if you see, let us say that, let us be megashim d'inyan, the Sunday the mikveh was shalem. On Monday, Atomei toivel himself in the mikveh, and Tuesday, I see that the mikveh is chosa. Now the shaila is, what was the mikveh Monday? So Tosfos says that by a mikveh, if I see it chosa on Tuesday, I have to realize that it didn't become chosa just now. The mikveh, if it became chosa, chosa va'asoi. It was a slow, drawn-out process, that it was being kaseder nechsa meimot. So when I see the mikveh chosar on Tuesday, it makes me think that on Monday it was also chosar, because it didn't become chosar a minute ago. It is a long drawn out process. So the chosar lefonecha on Tuesday makes me think already that it was nechsa before Tuesday. So, Mamela, then you say, Tartil L'Reyusa. Masha'in came over here, when a person was a Sheikh of the Behema, and then he was Mishaber Atzomis. So, when now I see that the Sakin is Pogum, I don't have to think that the Sakin, the Pogim in the Sakin after the Shviras Atzomis does not make me think that it was pogum b'shas shchita. It was b'shaber atzomis. So now it became pogum. So the pogum lefonecha by sakin does not force me to say that it was nitgam before. Mashen ken the chosa lefonecha by mikveh makes me think that it was nechsa before. That is teretz number one, and that's where we're up to last week. Vaydish loyma. So the Maram says pshat that the Iker Svore of Rav Chisda is that Rav Chisda holds that there's no reis whatsoever. That means that Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, if I see now that the Sakin is Pogum, so I have no reason to think that there was a pagam b'shas shchita. I'm told that since the Shviras Atzomis Zicha Poigim Desakim, so I attribute the Pagimus Asakim to the Shviras Atzomis. So Mela, I have no suffix what was Bishas the Shchita. Bishani Hosam, the Hocha Taimim Mishum, the Etzam Vadai Poigim, I have something to be toiler the Pagima. The Pagima was from the Etzem. So, Mamela, there's no reyesa whatsoever. You see, a pogam the Kisakim after Shviras Hatzomis does not at all make me think that Bishas Shchita was also a pogam. Chiteima hosam nami vadai tovo kedoma hocher. Gabi Tovel v'ol, the Gemara said over there, Vadai Tovel was Vadai a good Tvile, because I assume that the Chatzitza came after the Tvile when he was Isaac with Borom HaChaytzitzim. So Taisa says, Leidomi, the Mashin is Asik Bo'isim min Achakar. Here the Gemara says, Vadai Tovel, I have no reyesa whatsoever. If I see a chatzitza on him, I can attribute the chatzitza to that he was Isaac b'dvar machaytetzin after the tefila. The mashin is asik b'isa min achakach oisa oisa v'aday tovel. So I don't have any reyesa whatsoever in the tefila. I see now a chatzitza, I attribute the chatzitza to that he was Isaac b'dvar machaytetzin after the tefila. The mistama ma'isay minchin is asig bo avol hosom. So memele, so there pshat is, I say, ein sofik moitzi midei vadai, and I attribute that the chetzitza came from that when he was oisik after the tvila. So I say vadai tovo, that the tvila was a good tvila. That was the Gemara's kasha. You should say this according to Rav Chisda. That was the Gemara's kasha according to Rav Chisda. Abul Hosam, ma shayich loimer vaday tovo, arei b'mikvah chosah tovo. B'shas tvila, I don't know b'chlal if there was a good tvila. Ve'ein zu tvila. V'hodav, Abul Akaponim, Taisvis is saying that the Iker Svore of Rav Chisda is Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. That is the Iker Svore of Rav Chisda. That's how the Maram says Pshat in Tosfos. Not Stamazoi Sakin Sakin Isra Beim Velo Isra. The Iker Svore is Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. That's the Iker Svore. And so here we have a Vadai Dover Apoigim. So Mamela, I'm told that the Pekam happened later. Rahodam Rinim Besomor Kaberab Yosef, the Torah at Klesa for Yosef. Ike da Amri, the Loike Rav Chisda. Now, the Gemara latest mentions that a person shechted a behime, he shechted 13 behemes. And after the 13th behemah, he was boidik the sakim, and he saw that it was lifka. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, all 13 behemah, so Rav Yosef was matrif the behemahs. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, all behemahs would be kosher, and I'd be toiling that the pagam in the sakim came through the Gargeres, through the Mafrekes, through the Mafrekes of the 13th Behemoth. So all of them would be kosher. L'Rav Chisda afilu basraisek sheira. Now, if the Iker Tam of Rav Chisda is, I'll say in Sofik, Moitzi Midei Vadai, I have a Vadai clear, and therefore I'm toile that the Pagam of the Sakim came through that. So why is the 13th behemah more vadai than the first behemah? That means I assume that the mafrekes was the sibah of the pagam, From the Mahechi Taisi, I say that the Mafrekis of the 13th Behemah was the Siba, not the Mafrekis of the first Behemah. So Taisi says, Lefi Shekorim Levadai, the Be'etzem Shel Mafrekis Shel Basraise Ivgim. It's mistabit to say that the Pagam came about through the Mafrekis of the last Behemah. Why? Lefi, if a person knows he has to shech 13 behemoths, and he wants to use the sakin for all 13 behemoths, the fish of the rishonis, rogil li zoyr shloi litroikas a sakin bekoyach b'mafrekes. She's very careful by the first 12 behemoths to be careful not to put pressure on the sakin when it comes to the mafrekes, in order not to be poigim the sakin. But by the last behemoth, he knows he doesn't have to shecht anymore. So there's also the Iker Svar of Rav Chisda Zein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. I am told that the Pagam came from a Dover HaMotzi. So thereby 13 behemoths, it is motzi that the sakim should be nivgam from the last behemoth, because by the shchit of the last behemoth, he's not nizer anymore to make sure that he shouldn't put pressure on the mafrekis with the sakim. But the other behemoths, he's nizer. So there's the ikir svor of Rav Chisda Zein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, that your toile in the Vat, I am toiler, the Pagam in the Tzomis, or in the Mafrekes. So that's the Iker Svore, Mashain came by Mikveh, Shanimda Benim Tzachos. I don't have any Vadai to be toiler when the Chesorim came about. Va'oid Yeshloima, now Tais wants to say a third Mahalach in Rav Chisda. The Mali, the Rav Chisda said, Sakin Isri Behemelo Isri. So Taisri says, the Mali is Yalid Reyese Besakin, Mali is Yalid Reyese Be Behemel. What's Sakin Pshat? There's a Reyese in the Sakin, there's no Reyese in the Behemel. Ela Koche Chochi Koma. Sakin Isri, Perish. The whole problem is because of the Sakin. If I see that the sakin is nifgam, I don't know, was the nifgam, with the oil, was the nifgam, with the mafrekes, I don't know when it was nifgam. So that's the problem. The ikis fake it to it. So since the whole reyese is al yidei asakin, so Mamela, there's a whole bunch of sveikas. Shema be'etzem nivgamo. Maybe it was nivgam by the mafekes. Ba'afilu ba'ir nivgamo. And afilu, I will assume, now be chayish, that it was nivgam by the oir of the behime, shema lo nishchetu ha'simonim kineged ha'pkima. That means if the whole problem is the pegima sasakin, so Philo was nivkam by the oir, but could very well be that b'shash shchita, the pegima did not touch the simonim. Shemu lo nishchetu ha'simonim keneged ha'pegima. So if the whole problem is the sakin, so that means v'havik is svek sveikim. Maybe b'chlala was nivkam on the mafrekes. And if Philo wasn't nivkam on the mafrekes, but who says that b'shash shchita, the pegima the pegime was chaytach the simonim, maybe bishash shchita the chaylek hasakin that was not pogum was shaykh the simonim. That's the spore of Rav Chisda, that I don't have to be afraid of the reyes of the pegime sasakim, because afilu there are many tzodim to be made. The Gemara said, if the sofik, if there was nishmet agageres before the shchita, after the shchita, so we machma. And then we said, a loshin, it says kol sofek b'shchita posel. So hash the pshat b'posel. He calls sofek lasuye my lav lasuye ki I got. That's what we're marbe. That the mashma shabol rabbis afilu davar shenoyte lahato yaisa milaser. Afilu I have more stodim to be meikel. I'm also machma. That the Gemara held, it came to include that the sakin was nifgam, and I have told them, maybe it was nifgam by the mafrekas, that was nifgam before, maybe bishas, the chitach was not from the chelika sakin, that was nifgam. Meshan yiloy lasuye sofik shor sofik doras. Oh, it comes, it's coming to tell us a sofik that is also a svore to be neiter lahoku. Roif shoichtim anat shoye anat doros. He's a sofik, maybe he was shoye bedoros. We machna. Ba'afa gav deloy shoye, deloy ovid yishoye bedoros. De mistome shochat keder ha shoichtim. Oporech maishna, kivin de tavayu kroivim levadai lahakshel. So why are you more makel by the sakin than you're makel by sofik shoye, sofik doros? So the Gemara answers, Hosam Sakim Isri, in the Maram says Pshat, that by the Sakim there's a bigger Svore to be Meiko than by Sofik Shor, Sofik Doras. Now, let us start a new sugya. In the middle of the Omid, Mino Ho Milse Da Omar Rabbonon, Uki Milse Achazoke. The Gemara says, how do we know that we still on Chazoke? Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yonis, and Omar Kro, V'yotzo HaKoyim Min HaBayis, El Pesach HaBayis. The Koyim looks at the Nega. He goes out of the Bayis, El Pesach HaBayis, V'hizkir Es HaBayis, Shiva Shomet. And then he soiger the bayis, he shuts the door, and this is gets a din of a bayis hamuzger, that's tome. Now the hezger of the bayis, that's what Rashi holds. The hezger of the bayis is metame the bayis hatumis hezger, and if a person comes into this bayis afterwards, so he's tome. Frakte Gemore. Dume ade nofik va'osa botzalei shiura. That means the Koyen saw the nega when he was in the bayis. Then he left the bayis, and now he shuts the door. Now, the shutting the door makes us a bayis muskar if the nega is still in existence. The nega still has the shir tume, so memele, by shutting the door, it becomes a bayis muskar. Frag the Gemara, but maybe when he left the bayis, before he shut the door, the nega lost the shir nega. And if the nega lost the shir nega, so he's shutting the door on the bayis that doesn't have a nega. So mehechi teisi, so how do I know that the bayis is tomei? Pasuk says, Ba'bo el habayis. Kol yimei hisker oisoi yitma ad hore. The pasuk says if a person enters the bayis, the yimei hisker he's tomei. So the Gemara says, so we see klar that when the koyin is soiger the bayis, so now there's a din that a bo bayis kol yimei hisker oisoi yitma ad hore. How do we know that bishas hisker there still was a nega on the bayis? Maybe the nega became smaller of the shir nega, and memele, when he closed the door, there was no nega there. If there's no nega there, so memele, so there's no tumas hezker. That's the Gemara's question. Dilma Adenovik Vossi Til, when he came out, Botzalei Shiyure. Elo Lav, Mishum Domrinin, Uki Achazoke. Zaraya, with such a concept of Chazoke. The Kohen, when he went into the house, he saw the Nega, the Hereshia Nega. When he left the house and he's closing the door, I'm clearing a shayla, did the Nega remain the same the way it was b'shas riyas ha-koyin, or did the Nega change? So that's the Dina Chazoka. I don't assume that a change occurred. I assume the Nega is still the same size that it was 5 minutes ago when the Koyin saw the Nega. So the male, I assume there was a Nega there, so the Hezger of the Koyin makes it a bayin samuska. But if you wouldn't hold up Chazoka, so then one could think that who knows Bishas the Hezger, if the Nega is still the same size, maybe it became less than the Shir Nega. Let us see Rashi. Hod Omer Rabbona, this is when the lines are getting wide. B'mkoy meisar be'isomchu ala Chazoka leser lahatel kehuda le'el. The Gemara says that Hametome al-Cheskose, Hamet Behema al-Cheskose. There is such a concept of Chazoke. The Yotza HaKoyim, the Be'in and Rashi says, the Nepik Mikol HaBayis. He first leaves the house, Va'achar Kach Yaskir Es HaDeles. Then he shuts the door. Rashi learns, Hezger is Mamish, the Pula of shutting the door. And that makes it a bayis hamuska. Af al gav dikel meima dilma adenofik vosi. By the time that he left, botzelei, maybe it became smaller. Shir hanega mikegris v'nimtze shloihoya nega b'shas hezger. So the tume originates mishas hezger. So, in order that should be a tumi, you need there should be a nega in the bayis, and the koyin, by being maskir, the bayis makes it a bayis a musga. Maybe there was no nega then. Ve'ein es geiroi heska, the command, the lesser dummy, it's nothing. If you shut a door, there's no nega in the bayis. So, memele, so we have a raya from this, that there's such a concept of chazoke. I assume that the nega did not change at all, and therefore, so the hezker is a hezker. Maskif lo Rav Acher bar Yaakov. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov asked a kasha, and Rav Yonason, v'dilme kegoin sheyotza derech achoyra. That means, you have a problem when he left the house. So when he went out, he was going out of the house, so he turned his back on the Nega, and maybe, so he wasn't looking at the Nega anymore, so maybe the Nega changed. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, Zarayet, that we still in Chazoke. Ask him, Rav Acher bar Yaakov, V'dilma k'rin sheyotza derech achoyro. Maybe there's no such concept of Chazoke. It's a good shaila. Maybe it's something to think about. Maybe the nega changed. Ah, so the nega became the smayit. So how was there such a concept of a bayis hamuzga? The koyin walks out backwards. He walks out backwards and he's looking at the nega keseda. And when he leaves the house, he saw the nega as the same shear that it was when he was inside the house. He shuts the door and he says, he makes it a bayis hamuzga. That was Rav Acher bar Yaakov's kash. So you don't have a raya that there's such a concept of chazoke. Omele yabaye shtei tshuveis bedobo. He says, your kasha, I have two kashas on your kasha. Or two terutim on your kasha. Chodo di yitzir derech achoyrov loishmo yitzir. The pasuk says, v'yotzo hakoyin. V'yotzo hakoyin means that the koyin leaves the house where a person normally leaves the house. Doesn't walk backwards. That's not called v'yotzo. V'yotzo means derech yitzir. So pashta the koyin means he leaves the house, so he his back is turned towards the nega, and he's chlal not aware if the nega remained the same size. Va'oid achayre adeles ma'ikalameina. What is if you'll have a nega that is on the wall next to the door from the inside? So when he leaves the house, that nega he won't see. That means if the nega is opposite him, so then he can see. Walking backwards, he can see the nega. But if the nega is on the koisel that is achayre adeles, so walking backwards will not in any way give him a view of the nega. So the how do you make a bayit hamuzga doesn't say in which kaisel the nega was found. Bechiteima the posach beikab. So the Gemara asks, maybe the second kasha is not shvel. That could be you make a window in the door. So it seems from the window and the koyin, if the nega was achere adeles, it seems from the window of the door, the koyin could look in and have a view of the nega that's achere adeles. So memele, so my kash is not a kash. That means the yisoid of the kasha v'avacha by Yaakov was that maybe the kohen saw the nega the whole time. The nega was in the kaisel opposite to Delis, so then he walked backwards. If the nega is in the kaisel next to the Delis, so you make a window in the Delis, and from the window you can see that nega. But you're only metame when the kohen knows clearly that the nega did not become smaller. So Abaye says it's not true. Rasnan, we learned in the Mishnah, bayis awful ein poischen boi chaloinois lirois es nigoi. If you have a bayis awful, and the kohen will come into the house, he's not able to examine the nega. Can't see if the maris is a maranegoyim. It's dark. So memele, there'd be an eitzah to solve this problem by opening up windows. And then the kohen would be able to examine the nega. So we learned, bayis ofol ein poischin boi chaloines lireis es nigoyim. You do not, that means the bayis is the way it is. You do not open windows to bring tumas negoim on the bayis. So memele, so therefore that bayis is toyer. If basher hu sham, you are not capable of seeing the nega, so you're not mitama the bayis. So if you'll tell me that the only way the kohen can be mitama the bayis is if he sees the nega the whole time, and if the nega is on the kaisel next to the door, the only way it can be metame is by making a window in the door, we learned, ein paisim by chalaynes. One does not, the hilchus tumis, the goyim of the bottom is, basher usham, the way the bias is as it is. One does not bring in new chalaynes in the bias in order to be able to see more. So Memela, these were two kashas that Abaye had on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That means your pshat in the posik is not ois kalvin. It's not called v'yotza, walking backwards, and you don't make windows in order to be metame abeis hamenuge. Omalei Rove. So Rove said, these two kashas of Abaye are not shva. The kamrit yitziyat derech achayrov lo yishma yitziyim. The first kasha that Abaye is in Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that v'yotza is the way people normally go out. They don't walk backwards. They walk out facing the door. I have news for you. Yitzies, Yitzie Kohen Gadol, B'yoyim HaKippurim Yechiyach. When the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Sivbei Yitzie, it says, V'yotza, he leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim, Usnan, and we learned, Yotza, he left the Kodesh Kedoshim, Ubaloi Derech Knisosai. The way he entered the Kodesh Kedoshim is with his face was towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. When he leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim, he leaves in the same oifen. His face is towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he walks backwards. So you see, Klor, it says in the Pasuk, V'yotza, and we translate it, he leaves by walking backwards. So Memela, so you see, there's no such Klor. That's not called Yitzia. Derech Achayv is not called Yitzia. By the Kohen Gadol, it's called Yitzia. That's on your first Kashen, Rav Acha Bayakev. Udekam, Rit, your second Kashen, Rav Acha Bayakev, was Beis Ofel Ein Poischen Boi Chaloines Lireis Es Nigoi. You said that one does not make chaloinis in a bias in order to be metamid. So memele, so the eitze, that Rav Acha Bayakev said, if the nega was on the koisel that samuch lachayir yadeles, the koin could observe the nega through the chaloin. So you said you don't make no chaloinis, so it's also no kasha. Hani mili heiche, the lo yischazit. The Mishnah is speaking about, I bechlal don't know if there is a neg in this bias. The bias is dark. The Kohen could not examine the nega and know if there is a nega or not because the bias is dark. And that, the Mishnah says, that one will not make a chalain in the bias in order to be marzik a nega in the bias. The Val, you don't know Bechlal, there is a nega, so we will not make a chalain in the bias to be Meval that is a nega. That's Heiched the Lo Yischazik. Avol Heiched the Yischazik is Chazik. But if I know already that there was a nega in the bias, the Kohen went into the bias and he saw the nega. Now the Shaila is, did the nega change when he went out? So could be on this shaila, since I know there is a neger ready, only I need a biru to be mevara that the size of the neger did not change. Could be on that you make a chalain. Avalechad is chazik, you can make a chalain. So memela sarove taina tabayis, so Abacha Bayakev is very right, this kasha is very good. You have no raya whatsoever from the posik. You have no raya whatsoever from the posik that Yishtalan Chazoke. It could be that this Shaila, how do we know that the Nega did not change in size before the Heske? Could be he walks out backwards and he makes a Chaloin the Deles, and that's how we know that the Nega remained the same size, and then the Kohen is Masker the Bayis. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, boy, da choyre adeles, im hoye nega ha choyre adeles bi tziosoi. So when he leaves the house, heichi chosilei, how does he know that the nega did not change? The posach beich kapse, they make a chaloin bedeles, koidem hesker. So the koin is capable of observing the nega through the chaloin. So Abaye said, "Ein poischin bayis awful. A dark house shetzoich liftoich loy chaloines lireis hanega. You have to open up chaloines to observe the nega. Poitrin oisel legamri. So we pater. We are not metamodes bayis. Kedersiv kenega nira liba bayis." So the Kohen has to be nirali v'loy la'iri, that it has to be seen without ha'isof of illumination in the bayis. K'nega nirali b'bayis v'loy la'iri. שאם עומד במוקם אוכל, וצורך שום להדליק הסנה, and you have to bring a ner in order to observe the nega, in a nega. So, that was a bias, two kashes on Ravach, Bayak. So Rava said, on these both kashes, he has a Koyin Godel B'yom HaKippur, Shiyoyse Mi Beis Kochi HaKadoshim, La'achar Heitzos Kaf U'machte, Ksi V'yotso V'oso Eilosoi. He leaves the Kodesh Kadoshim, V'achay Mois, Usnam B'Meseches Yum, how does he leave the Kodesh Kadoshim? Yotso Boloi Derech Knisoso. He leaves the way he entered. Ponov Klape Lifnai V'Lifnim. That is, he's facing the Orin. Kederech Shanis, Shanichnas, Kach Mechase V'Yotse, Derech Achayro. Number one. And number two, that what you ask the Kasha in Paischen Chaloinois. That is Davke Deloi Yischazek. Kozman shleiro akoyin es hanega b'mar oiso. The koyin never saw the nega. Shohoye mokim ofel v'ein marei uniker. It's dark. The koyin cannot observe the mar of the nega. So then the din is, we will not bring in new illumination into the house in order to make it capable for the Kohen to observe the Nega. Avo Nega sha'oimeid achoyrei adeles. But a Nega that is next to the back of the door. Ukvar hikir shu Nega. The Kohen observed the Nega. And he saw that it was a Nega. Vein tzorich chaloin elo lahamidoi b'cheskosoi. The whole purpose of the chaloin is just to be mevarer, and it did not change, and that is no din of ein poischim. Then the din is poischim, then you could be poischim. So b'meila, we're back to the kasha of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. There's no raya, there's a concept of chazoke. It could very well be that the kohen, before the hezger, knows to his rear that the nega did not change. So the Gemara says, Tanya de loike Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So the Gemara says, we have a beraisa, and often the beraisa, not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that we're metame the bias, even if the Kohen does not know if the nega changed. What does it say in the Beraisa? It says, V'yotza ha-koyin min ha-bayis. When before the koyin is masgir the bayis, he leaves the bayis. Yochel yeylech l'toich beisoy v'yaskir. I would think after he leaves the bayis, he can go home, and then he'll come back. That's one of the Tumalchem and Rashi. We'll see Pshat and the Tumalchem. But this is one Pshat and Rashi. Yochel yelech l'soich beisoy v'yaskir. He goes home and then he comes back. Talmud loymer v'yotza el Pesach habayis. No, you don't go home. You go to the Pesach habayis. I Pesach habayis yochel yamoy taches hamashkif. Maybe he can stand underneath the mashkif of the bayis, and he can be, and that's also sufficient. The Yazgir, Talmaloima, Minabayis, Acheyetse Minabayis Kulo. That means the Koyin Bishas Heska leaves the house completely, and then he shuts the door. So that means two things. He doesn't stand underneath the Mashke, which is not Negeos, and he doesn't go home and come back. He leaves the Okeitzad, Oimeid Bitzad Amashke Umaske. Fine. So he has to, that's that. That's no kashi yet. The Bal Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Uminayim shim holach l'soich beisoy behisker. How do I know? But what if he didn't do this proper hesker? He went home first, and then he came back. It was masker. Oisha Omar Besaychabayis, where his Geori stood underneath the Mashkai, and he was Masgir then, before he left the house completely, Shez Geiroi Muzga, Talmuloyma, Vehizgeres Abayis, Mikomoke. So you have a limud that he could be Masgir, even if he left, he went to his house. So now the Gemara is Akashe on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, you don't rely on Chazoke. And the only oifen that we make a bias on Muzger is that the Kohen is always observing the Nega till the Hezker. Like the Gemara, I have enough in the Bereise that it's possible for the Kohen to go to his house and then he's Masgir. Now when he goes to his house, he's unaware already what happened with the Nega. He stopped watching it already. He went to his house. He can come back and lock the door. Maybe the Nega changed Benkach or Benkach. Zaraya Yishtalam Chazoke. Let us see Rashi. Tanya Deloike Rav Acha Bayakov Domar Deloimuki Achas Kosoi. Rav Acha Bayakov said, you don't Yishtalam Chazoke. Elo Biyotza Derech Achoyram. The only way a Kohen can be Masgir. The bias is by walking backwards. The Chosele, he's observing it. Hachas Hezgir. The Hochik Tony, here we learned in the Baraisim. Shim Holach Lebeisoi, if he went to his house. Vihiz Giroi, and then he went back, and he was Masgir. Hezgiroi Hezgir. When he went to his house, he was unable to observe the Nega. Yochel. Now this is the Hava meaning. I would think that he's permitted to go home first and then go back. So that is a havamina. So the havamina is, even though he came back to the house to shut it, but that's no good. He has to do this right away when he leaves it. He should not, after the Yitzhiya, he has to shut it right away. So lechatchila, that's not a good hesker. B'diyavid were marbe, holach lebeisai vehisker, and ayidei chevel oruch. So the Marshal says pshat, that Rashi is going to tell us a chiddush, that lechatchila, it's not a good hesker, I feel like came back to be masker. So it's really, I know, since I took a break in between, it was holach lebeisoi, so that's not a proper hesker. B'diyavid is even, I made not such a posher to hesker. I never went back to the house. I hit a rope, and I came into the house, and I pulled the rope, and the door shut, which I made an improper hesker. Ayidei chevel oruch, tidoncho yebeisoi samuch l'shon. So b'dievet, it's also good. B'soich ha'bayis, tachas ha'mashke. It's b'kitza, what do we have over here? So we have over here clearly that me'ikar adin, even though it's not a proper heske l'chadchile, but if the Kohen went out of the Beis HaMenuge, he went into his house, and by going into his house, al kolchoch, he's not capable of knowing if the Nega changed or didn't change. Afopikein, he makes a Hezker, and it's a good Hezker. So Al Kolchoch, there's such a concept of Chazoke. Yeah, so it's a Kasha and Rabache Bayake. Zokte Gemore and Rabache Bayake. What did Rabache Bayake do with this Reise? Okay, the Kaimi Doro de Gabri, it's speaking about, he says, he went into his house, You're right, he went into his house, and it's a good Hesker. So he's asking Gakasha, how does the Kohen know when he's masker that the Neger didn't change? Kigoyim de kaime dore de gabri. There's a row of people, va'omri ki de koi koi, and there, one is by the door of the house, and there's a row till the Kohen who is in his house, and the one that's near the door tells, go tell the Kohen. There's a whole row of people that the Nega did not change. What does Rashi say? Kigoyim v'rav ache omaloch maho loy toismom. Tikaluk me could be, the Pasuk is speaking about, in the kaime dore de gavri, ha'echod oimed b'miftam. One is standing right near the mashkaif of the house, and he's looking in the window, or he's v'roye, and he sees that the nega did not change. Umagid loze, and he tells the one that's standing next to him, v'ze loze ada koyin, v'loy botza. So that means the koyin hears that there's no change, and then he makes a hezkia. So it could be there's no concept of chazoke. No, the kohen is only masger if you have people who are, could be the only way the kohen could be masger if there are people who inform the kohen right before the hezker that the nega did not change, and then he's masger the bais. Before we see the taisvis and then Yudam at Beis, let us just see Taisus and Nafi Dalla. The Kaimi Doro de Gabri. That is a row of people, and the Kohen isn't, when before the Kohen is Mazgah, he knows about it. So Taisus says, Beloiza Yeyocholoyma, Kagansha Yeodam Echad Oymid Lasham Bishas Hesker. The Kohen doesn't have to know about it. The Kohen saw the Nega. So the Kohen knows there's a nega that you have to make a hezgir. Bishas the hezgir, the Kohen doesn't know what's tutzach with the nega. But there was a person standing there, and he was watching the nega, v'rosh leichosa. So memele, so the Kohen was mazgir, and this person who was inside knows. The Kohen doesn't have to know anything anymore. The Kohen just has to know that there was a nega in the house. Now we have a shaila, did the nega change? So there's someone in the house that's observing the nega and knows that the nega didn't change. The rosh aleichosa. So this whole line of people, which is an oifen to inform the Kohen that it didn't change, is not necessary. The rosh aleichos alavait lefosh baisinin shaf hakohen atzma yeyochel eida. The Gemara said, just like Rav Acha bar Yaakov said in the beginning, that the Pasuk is speaking about that the Kohen HaMasgir knows that the Nega didn't change. So the Gemara is answering that this case that the Baraisa says when he's in his house, it's also good Hesker, is because the Kohen knows then and there that the Nega didn't change. That's what Taisva says. Now, let us, we have here three Taisvus, and you say this to your Taisvus. V'dilma adenofik v'osi botzelei shiula. The Gemara wanted to prove this a concept of chazoke. So the Gemara asked, how could the Kohen make a hesker? How could the Kohen make a hesker? Maybe the nega got smaller. And when he made the hezker, there wasn't a nega. So the Gemara says, as a raya, we stole the nega on chazoke. Ein la hakshes, eichim muchach mahoche. Duki milse achazoke. Tu mahoche tomei mi sofek. De sofek tume bishus hayochid. Sveikai tomei. Now let us explain Taisvus Kasha. The Chazanish explains Taisvus Kasha as follows. Who says, Bechlau,
The Gemara asked a pertinent question. The Gemara asked a question that the Kohen goes out from the house, he's soiged the delas, and the house becomes tamei. So the Gemara says, how does the house become tamei? Maybe there's no nega there anymore. That was the Gemara's kasha. Now, the suffix. So where does it say that the house becomes tamei? Maybe if there was no nega there, maybe the house does become tamei. Where does it say that it becomes tamei? There's a pasuk. We mentioned before the pasuk, Habo el habayis kol yimei hiske oisoi yitmad orev. The pasuk says clearly, someone enters habayis hamuska, he becomes tamei. Why does he become tamei? If we don't know if there was a nega b'shas hezga, why does he become tamei? Zot techa zaynish, v'ktoisus hamoyer dikakash. What is the din, if there's a reshus hayochid, and a person touched something, he doesn't know, is it a sheretz or a tzvadeya? If it's a sheretz, he's tamei. If it's a tzvadeya, he's not tamei. What, so if the suffix was noilat b'shus hayochid, the din is that he's tamei. That's the din. Sofik kabolas tume b'shus hayochid. You're tamei. That means, I don't know what I touched. It's dark. I don't know what I touched. And the sofik was noilet to me in the reshus hayochid. So the din is, me sofik, I have to assume that I touched the sheretz. That's the sin sofik tume shus hayochid. So the heilekech hazaynish. So he says, I have here a house. Now, the kohen was mazgir the delas. Did this house become tamei? Is this house a sheretz or a tzvadeya? I don't know. It's a good kasha. That was the Gemara's kasha. Maybe the nega became smaller, so when the koyin was masgir, nothing happened to the house. Maybe the nega didn't become smaller. Fine. So your whole problem is, it says in the posik, the pasuk says, someone comes into the house, he's tamei. No, why is he tamei? It's a suffix tuma b'shus hayochid. He walks into the house. He doesn't know is the house a base hamuzga, is it not a base hamuzga? Did he become tamei? Didn't he become tamei? Suffix tuma b'shus hayochid. Tzveikei tamei. So what's the raya gobosa chazoka? This is Tosfos kasha. And this Tosfos says two terutzim. Vilma hoche tomi, misofik, the sofik tomi shusayoch, it's fake tomi. So Tosfos says, the bachol inyan time, akosav afila habi rishu saram, shiesh bay harbi b'nei odom. So Tosfos says two terutzim. Terutz number one, habol abayis does not necessarily mean that one person came in. Habol abayis can also include, what if three people came into the bayis? Three people came into the bayis, so the pasuk includes that these three are tamei. I'm sure that this is already a sofik tumah b'shus harab. If there's three people here, and the sofik is noilet b'mayim mishloisha, is this a sheretz or a tzvardeya? Is this a bayis tamei, a bayis tamei? We have a klal sofik tumah b'shus harab. Sveikei toya. And the pasuk says, Vabo alabais, kol yimeis kiroisoi, yitmad ore. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, vafilodovo shein beidas lishoil. Vabo alabais includes not only if a person came in, if something else came in, if something else somehow rolled into the bayis, a keli rolled into the bayis. No, the keli is a dovo shein by das lishel. By a keli, the din is ein by das lishel, the din is suffik tume b'shus hayochit sveikei toil. And the pasuk says, a flat statement, habo el habayis, who whatever entered the bayis, kol yimei hiske reisa yitma ad ha'oret. So we see that it's not al tzafik tuma b'shus hayom. Fine. So it's empty. Avol koshe. Frak Tosfos. So now I see as follows. Tosfos said, now let's be magdim a little to understand Tosfos' second kasha. There is two dinim of chazoke. There's one din of chazoke that pshat is that why should you clear, why should you achzik reyes sebechti loy machzikina? Let's say in this case, I'm walking out of the house, the kohen is walking out of the house. Did it change? Didn't it change? Oh, good, it's something what to think about. So the Torah said is adin chazok. So what's pshat in this halacha? Halacha is klernish kein shayla. Stop. You don't know if there was a change. You don't have to clear that there was a change. You could assume that things were status quo. That's the chiddush of chazokah. If you're unaware of a change, you don't have to clear for a change. You can assume that there was no change. But what if you have a reyes? You know that there was a change. I don't know when it changed. That already is not too posh. Then you can't say clearness. Something zikha happened. I have to clear now, when did it happen? Now, that's what he says, kasha. Aval kasha, ditina heiche de leke reyese. Aval heiche deke reyese, but what if there's a reyese, kegoy, sakin, shenimtseis, peguma, the case of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that I had a shechter de behemah with a sakin, and now it's pogum. So Taisus learned like the Shita Saran, that was so, it's a Sophic, it was a Nivgam, Be'er, was a Nivgam, Be'mafrekes. I stell the Sakin on the Chazoke, and I'm Toile that was Nivgam later, Be'mafrekes. Now, after the Shita, you can't tell me, I'm playing a Shaila, when did it become Pogum? Nothing what to worry about. Why are you clearing shailas? What do you mean why I'm clearing shailas? You have a sakim pogum lefonai. I see clearly that was pogum. So now I just have to, I'd have to be mevarer that there was a nivgam with my boy, there was a nivgam with my frekis. This you can learn out from a bayis hamuzga. Bayis hamuzga, you don't have any reis or whatsoever. So the Torah said, achzuki reis ibuti loib achzukin. Don't clear shailas. It was like this. Can assume it didn't change. But here there was a change. It's zikha the sakim became nivgam. I have a shayla, when did the change occur? And that I say, well, kozman, I don't know, I'll put it on chazok. Where do you see such a chiddush? Case number one. The chain, case number two, echod mishnaim shenit mo'vadi b'shusaram, the matarin and shneim itam chazok, ki agav nem non dozine bosa chazok. Taisus before had brought down a Gemara Mesechtes Nozir. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Nozir as follows. There were two people walking, and a person is standing far away, and he sees that one of these two people became, these two Nazirim, one of these two Nazirim became Tomei Atumas Meis, and he doesn't know which one became Tomei. So the Gemara says that, Kertim it's a Rishus Arabim, you're stolen Chazoka. That's what I said. Pshadim it's a Rishus Arabim, all three are together. He doesn't know which one became Tomei. So the two Nazirim are Toy, and they bring both of them bring a Kol Mutara. Taisus explained why do they bring a Kol Mutara? Because she stole each one on Cheskes Tara. You have two Nazirim, Reuven was Toy, Shimon was Toy. So Mamela, I say, Reuven, I assume you're Toy, you bring a Kol Mutara. Shimon, I assume he was Toy, he's still Toy, he also brings a Kol Mutara. Now, here you can say, well, this, Ahichi Taisi, I should clear a Shaila, that one became Tommy. What do you mean? The one Zikha became Tommy. No, there's a Din Chazoke that even though I know one became Tommy, I'm permitted to assume that he didn't become Tommy, he didn't become Tommy. That's a Meirdik Chiddush. This you don't see from Beis HaMenuge. V'yesh loyma dochenami yesh reyes egdoy. So Taisus says, no. By a Beis HaMenuge, there's also a reyes egdoy. Where? Half of Gav dishtakach shechosa la'acheshid. What is the din? It la'acher shiva. It didn't have the. It doesn't have a sheer nega. After lahoche loy metarin lemafreya kaloisam shenichnesu lebayis bimei heskel. So Taisva says that the pasuk says abol abayis kol yimei heskel oisayit madoreh bimshas heskel the first week. Whoever comes in is Tomei. Now, it says further, what happens? The Kohen comes at the end of the week. He sees that it doesn't have the shear, so is metayer the bias. It doesn't have the shear, is metayer the bias. So Tosfos says, so we see from this that the nega became smaller. So the zikhe amokim leistapik, maybe it became smaller, toichshinus ayomi, see, it became smaller. Va'afal pikein, deretomei, zaraye, zaraye, that afilo achazoke de Israel, so shtal mchazoke, it just now became tome. The Chazaynish says he doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, doesn't understand what Tosfos is saying. He says, afilo became smaller before. Is a din that by negoyim the coin is metame and the coin is metayel. The coin, the minute the tumas hezger was chal, so this is a bias amuzke. It's irrelevant if the nega became smaller in these 7 days. It disappeared in ganzes lemale moiret. This is a bias amuzke, and in order for it to become toy, the coin has to be metayel. So what does Taisu say? Oh. That it didn't change. Like the Chazaynish, I feel it changed. It's also the bias of stomach. This is Akash and the Chazaynish says on Tosfos. Miu Kasha. Bekitza. So let us transmit with Tosfos. Tosfos held, whatever the reason is, Tosfos held that Lu Yitzuya, the Nega, would have become smaller in the 7 days, and a person went in, he would take a bitoyah. And the Pasuk says that his tomei is a highest talan chazok. Like Tosfos, a meal kosher, the hach milse, I feel you do go bosa chazok. Abo the hach milse damiel a mikvish and nimdad and nimtsa chosa, the shavkin and la chazok, the mikvim metamina le gavre, שטובל משום המי תומי על חסקוסוי ורי חוסה לפונך ובוחנמי אבלו למימה ושפקינן חסקס נגע ועזלינן בוסגב ותקמינן בחסקס תארה ורי חוסה לפונך. Now let us explain what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is saying, what are you telling me? Fakel, you go bosa chazoke. When go bosa chazoke, so then the boal abayis Kol Yimei Hizkiroisa would be toil. It's a ray you go bosa chazok. So I stell the nega an chazok. Frech toises amoyre de kekash. Fine, go bosa chazok. So that you stell the nega an chazok. The person who went in had a cheskes taira. The person who went in had a cheskes taira. Now the nega is chosel lefonecho. So afilu you go bosa chazok. Taisvi says, let's talk about the case of mikveh. We go bosa chazoke. Afal pikein, if you have a mikveh that was a sholeh, and it's chosel lefonecho now, and you had a keil der a cheskes tume, so the Gemara says, you say tartel rei, you say rei chosel lefonecho, and there's a cheskes tume, and the keil matome, even though you go bosa chazoke, you shtel, but there's another chazoke, there's a chazoke of the keiling. And it's the cheskes of the mikveh rechosel aponecho. So these two combine, and we say the keilim atomei. Frek doch Tosfos, I don't understand the posik. Frek Tosfos, if you're telling me that you see, you go bosa chazok, even though it was Isra, I stell the nega an chazok. I stell the nega an chazok, even though now after the 7 days, the kohen comes in, it's chosel, but I say it changed later. Like the choices, but why is the person tome? Why is the person tome? The person had a cheskes tare who went in. The nega is chosel lefonecho. So it's tartil etivus over here. So memele, so why take is the person take tome? And Tosfos blives by Akasha. This is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos blives by Akasha. The Tosfos HaRosh is a teretz, and we had just learned before the previous Tosfos, the whole concept of Areichosel of Onecho was only said by mikveh that is Chosel Va'asoi. It doesn't happen at one time. It's a slow, drawn-out process. So if I see it's Chosel now, I know it didn't happen this second. Al-Kochoch. So the chosel now shows it was chosel before. So then as it was chasa before. So the chasa now shows you it was chasa before, and the kelim have a cheska tume. You combine these two and you say that they're tume. Ma she ain't came by a nega. A nega could change, it's not chasa vasoi. It could change, it could be that it had the shear the whole 7 days, and now it changed. So memela here you don't say, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. The Chazon Ish wants to say a beautiful teretz. We'll stop here. The Chazon Ish says, he says, over there by a mikveh, he says, what is the shaila? I have a mikveh that was Shalem Sunday. It's Chosel Tuesday. I'm claiming a shaila. What was it Monday? Fine. So he says, now between you and me, well, I have to mean what the mikveh was Monday. If you wouldn't table any kalim in the mikveh, the beitz hashayla, there's a psah sofik. It's like ma'al le'mer. There's no sofik. There's no sofik in the mikveh. The sofik is because I would table kalim Monday. Now I have to know what the mikveh is. So the whole sofik is negeya the kalim. The kalim have a cheskas tumah. So the cheskas tumah of the kalim become mitzuruf with a rechosel of the mikveh, and that's where the kalim are tumah. He says, when I have a base of menuge, I have a suffix, is this a base of menuge? It is not a base of menuge. So he says, the suffix is negeya after someone comes in. The suffix is negeya right now. Is this a base of menuge? Yes or no? Is this a base of menuge? Yes or no? So memele, so here you can't tell, so the cheskas tare of the boy will be mevara that it's not a base of menuge. That means if the whole sofik is only negeya, the boim v'soichom, so then you can say, well, you have to take into consideration, they have a cheskes tarif. But the sofik is not only negeya, the boim v'soichom, it's a shayla, is this a basim nuge, yes or no? And on this shayla, you can't be mitzarif, the cheskes tarif, the boim v'soichom, so you only have a chazoke de mi'ikarif, that before it was tomei, and now it's chosel of anechos. You have a chazoket the mikol, a chazoket the hashte. We go bosa, we call it.